think I'll kill you. Just don't let me fuck up, will you? 'Cause when I need a friend, it's still you.
WMFO Medford, and good afternoon, everyone. How are you doing? This is the voicemobile here at Tufts University in Medford, and I am Joyce the Voice, your host. Getting my headphones on here, and all right, we'll stop that. All right, good. Yeah, we're going to start us off with something a little different. It's called First Kiss, Romantic Piano Music for Love and Passion, performed by Daniel Pollack. And this is from a Scriabin Nocturne, Left Hand Alone. We'll see how that goes. Thank you. Yeah, some very nice calming music with all the craziness going on in the world. Anyway, it's probably going to rain later on tonight. Right now, it's just kind of humid for a change. But not too hot, only about, I think, 73 degrees, so it's not terrible. It's summer. Summer here in New England. So, let's see. Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city, but the spectacular open outdoor public parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Somerville and Medford. From the Tufts campus is just a 4-block walk west to get to a trail along the Mystic River Reservation. The most dangerous part is crossing Route 16, so do be careful there. You can walk, run, jog, bike, play tennis, and picnic, or bring your own gear to have fun in the grassy fields. The Tufts Bacaw Sailing Pavilion, or Bacaw, I guess it is a beautiful 2.5-mile trek, mostly along the Mystic River, and less than a mile further up, the Shannon Beach on the upper Mystic Lake provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming. Now, I don't know if that beach is open with all the closures we've had recently. You have to check online and see what's happening with that. Experience nature with all sorts of her gorgeous trees, grass, geese, ducks, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, plus even turtles and eagles. Improve your physical and mental health. It's all free for you to enjoy every single day along all the year along the nearby Mystic River Reservation. It sounds fantastic. I haven't been up that way for a long, long time. I should check that out, actually. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Non-Commercial Community Radio. I always want to say radidio, but there it is. All right, we're going to continue on with some music here. And this is from, this is music by Purcell and the King's Consort with Robert King on a Hyperion disc. We're going to listen to something called The Sparrow and the Gentle Dove.
Happy hour.
Okay, that was and it's actually pronounced the Eyes. It's spelled I-Z-E, so I was mispronouncing it. It's the Eyes Trio. They are having a this is their debut recording, and they're having an album release concert Saturday, July 27th at the Goethe Institute in Boston. And that show is Saturday at 7 o'clock, and you can get tickets through Eventbrite. So it's the Global Suite CD release. And so this trio is featuring Chase Morin with piano, George Lernis, and let's see, where does it say who's who and what's what? He's on percussion, and Nassim Alatrash on cello. So they're focusing on combining the American art form of jazz with Middle Eastern traditions in order to create a more inclusive vision for musical communities and to raise awareness for immigrant rights. So through their different backgrounds and cultural traditions, the band's members write original music and tell musical stories that are important in opening positive dialogue about the relationship between the U.S. and the Middle East. Very nice. And so the one we heard, we actually heard two. Let's see. It goes, it's in All Loved. It's an open-hearted embrace of immigration in the face of dangers and prejudices. Okay. And says that finding our sound was a real challenge at first because we were all coming from such different backgrounds, Morin says. We had to figure out how to fit our voices together because there's no easy precedent for this particular instrumentation. I think we were all excited by that challenge, but we found common ground through concept that Daniil taught us. And he mentions a couple different things. So they came together through their studies at the BGJI, that's the Berklee Global Jazz Institute. So, multicultural and exploratory way, while thinking about social activism and humanitarianism work through music. It was life-changing for me. Very nice. Okay, so WMFO here at Medford at Tufts University. You're listening to The Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. So of note, today Benjamin Netanyahu is going to be coming to the States, and he's going to Washington, D.C. Let's see what they have to say about the visit. He's also going to be seeing Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and Donald Trump. So he's been those meetings will come after address to Congress today. And I think so. Just looking to see, this is a rather long article, so. All right. I think I had read that with today's speech, he will become the world leader who has addressed Congress the most times. Prior to this week's address, which will be his fourth, Netanyahu was tied with British Prime Minister Winston Churchill at three times each. There's a lot at stake, that's for sure. There's a headline here. A survivor of the Hamas massacre at the Nova Music Festival said he was raped during the attack, the first time a male victim has publicly described such sexual crimes. Ugh, it's just revolting. People have certainly kind of forgotten what happened. And I certainly hope that somehow they can get the rest of those hostages home. It's just, my goodness, just absolutely ridiculous. I don't know, Kamala is very good on a lot of domestic things, but her views on anti-Semitism are different than Biden's. And, she grew up in a different era than Biden, so that's part of that. I don't know. I'm not happy with either side of the fence at this point. We'll have to see how it shapes up. Okay, so why don't I say a prayer for the hostages? It's a good point to say that. May he who blessed our fathers, Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, Moshe and Aaron, David and Shlomo, bless and protect and guard those who were abducted from the Israel Defense Forces and the hostages amongst our brethren, the house of Israel, who are placed in trouble and in captivity. For this congregation is praying on their behalf. May the Holy One, blessed be He, have compassion upon them and bring them out from darkness and the shadow of death. May He break their bonds, deliver them from distress, and bring them safely back to their family's embrace. Give thanks to the Lord for His loving kindness and for the wonders He does for the children of men. And may they be fulfilled in them, the verse, those redeemed by the Lord will return. They will enter Zion with singing, and everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. And let us say, Amen. Mi Sheberach Avosenu, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, Aharon, David, Shlomo, Hu Yivarech, Vishmar, Vitzok, Es, Nedrei, Tzva Hagana Liisrael, the S Hashvuyim, Yitok She'er Chinu Beis Yisrael, Hanesuni Mitzara Uvishivya Ba'avur Shaha Kachal, Mispalel Ba'avuram, Ha Kadosh Baruch Hu Yimale, Rachamim Alehem, Yotziem. Me Hoshech Vitzal Moves, Umos Rosehem, Inatek, Umim Tsuko Sehem, Yoshiem, Vishivem, Me Mehera, Lehek, Meshif, so Sehem, Yod Yodu Lashem, Chasto, Venif La Osav. Vivne Adam. Vikuyam Bahem Mikro Shakasuv Uf Duye Adonai Ishuvun Uv Utsion Vina V'simchas olam al v'sham sason v'simcha v'sigu v'nasu v'gon v'anachas v'nomar amen. Yep. So, all right, let's go on to some music from Daniel Gill. We'll be right back.
וצפו דשבתות ויזמין בו האשתו עתיקו קדישו נהוב עודי יש להיבה
Peacefully, Shari Tzedek. Ovo vom Odiko. Please open the gates for me. Please open the gates.
Peacefully, Shari Tzedek. Ovo vom Odiko. Peacefully, Shari Tzedek. Peacefully share tzedek ovoy vom oideko. Peacefully share tzedek ovoy vom oideko. Peacefully share tzedek.
Peace, holy shine.
By Shlomo Carlbach, my Rebbe, my teacher. That was Pisuli Open the Gates. It was from a CD from At the Village Gate on Vanguard. And let's see, did I put, yes, I did. There's something he wrote on this personal message from Shlomo Carlbach. While on the way to my concert at the Village Gate, I composed the melody Pisuli, Sharei Tzedek, Open the Gates of Righteousness. It occurred to me that at one time or another, all of us have stood at the heavenly gates, pleading for admission. When they did not open instantly, many of us turned away in anger or despair, not realizing that we must be prepared to knock for a lifetime. This, my third record, is an invitation to young people who know that life without him is empty. Let us, with song and prayer, and hearts of fire, storm the gates of righteousness together. Meet you at the gates, Shlomo. That's on Vanguard, 1963. Wow. That's pretty amazing. I was thinking about the hostages when I picked that one. Okay, so I just found a little bit about Netanyahu's speech to Congress. He's defending Israel's war in Gaza and condemning American protesters in a scathing speech to Congress. He vowed to press on with the war until total victory, disappointing hopes by some that the Israeli leader's visit to the United States could bring some breakthrough in negotiations for a ceasefire and hostage release. Speaking to applause from U.S. lawmakers and stony silence from others, Netanyahu sought to bolster U.S. support for his country's fight against Hamas and other Iran-backed armed groups. Israel and America and Israel must stand together. When we stand together, something really simple happens. We win, they lose, said Netanyahu, who wore a yellow pin expressing solidarity with the Israeli hostages held by Hamas. So he drew shouts of applause from many in Congress, but also silence from some Democrats who declined to stand and cheer. Freed former hostages of Hamas and families of hostages listened in the House chamber. Lawmakers of both parties rose to applaud the Israeli leader in milder moments in the speech. Security escorted out protesters in the gallery who rose to display T-shirts with slogans demanding that leaders close a deal, ending the conflict and freeing hostages. Netanyahu accused the numerous protesters of the war in the United States of standing with the militants who he said killed babies in Hamas attack on October 7th. These protesters that stand with them, they should be ashamed of themselves, he said. Well, certainly there's a lot of difference of opinion about what's going on and how it should be dealt with. That is for sure. Okay, so where are we here? Let's play something from... This is a CD of World Cantors singing Karbach. You just heard from Shlomo, and now we'll hear some people who are inspired by him. Thank you.